Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Welcome to the show. Welcome to a wonderful spring day. I think we're all going to agree here. Winter's done. Everybody's getting more young. Can I use that term? Young. More active, more out there, more on the track, more into your health. The beginning of your New Year's resolution, right? To get healthier. Well, you've got the weather for it. I hope you're taking advantage of it. I hope you're listening to my shows. Today's show is show 303. This show's been airing since 2011. That's the fifth year now. And I have a great one for you today. Healing disease. The psychology of healing. Everything is perspective. I want to discuss perspectives in healing. So today's show is about your philosophy, your attitude, the way you approach your healing. Critical. Why critical? Because with so many people, it's not that they haven't seen the right doctor. It's not that they haven't seen or had the right therapy. It's that their attitude, their perspective, really the reality of the healing has not caught up to them yet. That's why it takes so many years. That's why it takes longer than it should. We don't really focus on the integrated reality. In other words, the way you look at it 10 years into it, in retrospect, if you'd only known that you needed that perspective in the beginning. Well, that's really what the growth in a health journey is about. Your spiritual, psychological development is really where we ought to be working. Because the therapies are out there. If you've had a symptom, if you're dealing with the early or moderate stages, mid stages of disease, you've probably been to 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 different types of, well, allopathic doctors and also holistic doctors. Doctors who have worked in the hospital model, but then doctors who have also worked in the alternative model. And you might be that person. You might be that person with a symptom that's lasted a long time, mid-range to a disease that's lasted so far a long time. And you may be spinning. Usually those people are spinning only because they don't have the perspective. So what we're going to do today, in today's show, the next 60 minutes, is we're going to go through a whole bunch of little pearls for your perspective. And the first pearl, by the way, get to the website. I've got the pictures on that straighttalk.cc, not .com. If you're new to the show and driving, you can't get to the website to look at the pictures. I'll describe things, but as soon as you can, get to that website, straighttalk.cc, not .com. All right, words of wisdom. First of all, you heal by what we call the stock market graph. The stock market graph. That means ups and downs. Now, you may say, yes, I understand, but in reality, usually you don't understand. In reality, usually the issue becomes, I was doing so well, and now I feel worse than I've ever felt. Why is that? And the reason is, that's how you heal. The reason is, healing is never a graph that says, I put in 5%, I get out 5%. I put in 10%, I get out 10%. I put in 15%. I get 15%. That's the way we want it to be. And even if healing is incremental, not so fast, but you just see a steady, slow progression, you're happy. You feel your expectations have been met when, even if it takes a year or two, the improvement is gradual and you can see it just add up each week, each month. But sorry, it doesn't work that way. I've never seen it work that way. Healing is a very frustrating graph. Healing is the stock market graph. So look at picture number one. And what I did there on picture number one is put the Dow Jones Industrial Average long-range trend. I actually put it there from 1899 to 2009. And it shows the stock market graph, which means you're going to get in the first week, second week, third week, first month, second month, maybe a little better. Maybe you get off to a racehorse start and you're absolutely, just absolutely beyond expectation happy with your return. Maybe you listen to that radio show that talks about buying that wonderful supplement for your joint pain or your constipation or your digestive disorder. And you try the supplement, and it works good. All too seldom, but nonetheless, that can work. And you're happy. And then you hit a plateau. And then maybe you try something else. You get more invested, and you take another jump. And then you hit a plateau. And at some point along the way, you drop back into the hole. It gets about as bad as it's ever been. And you don't understand. You say to yourself, how could this happen? I was doing so well, and all of a sudden, I'm down, and I'm down hard. That's what you say, and you lose faith. Once again, it didn't work, and you tell yourself that. Because you think that if whatever you invested in can plunge that bad, it must not be right. It must be over. It must be time to go find another different therapy, another doctor, another whatever. And this is where you make your biggest mistake. So rule number one, I've never seen anybody heal anything significant. Unless, in fact, they've really and truly crashed. Crashed 5 or 6 times over 1 to 2 years. Crashed hard. That's what the reality is. That's not what you think, but that's what the reality is. So rule number one, healing is through the stock market graph. Okay. Factor that into your game. Factor that into your perspective. It's very different than what you thought, isn't it? What you have to do is get a diary. So what anybody in a healing needs to do is get a diary. I even put pictures of diaries on the show. Books. Nice books. Brown leather. The old-fashioned kind. Where you put all your secrets. Those types of diaries. Precious diaries. Because your healing's precious. And in that diary, what you have to do is have one page in every week of all the good things that happened. The good things. Because you have to start connecting on that graph of up and down. You got to start connecting the high points on that graph. Because that journey that you call a healing has lots of low points. And if you define it by the lows rather than defining it by the highs, you don't get to the end. You don't get your health. It may be 6 months, it may be a year, it may be 2 years. If it took you 50 or 60 years to get sick, you're not going to get out of it in 4 months or 6 months. It may take a year, it could take as much as 5 years. I've seen it take as long as 7 years, even 10 years. And nobody wants to wrap their mind about that. That's rough to hear. Except when you consider it took 50 or 60 years to get there. Except when you consider you're going to be in that hole the rest of your life. If you're 60 and you're sick, you may live to 85 or 90 anyway. Do you want to live another 30 years debilitated? Do you want to live a half life for the rest of your life? And so when you really look at it, putting 2 years, 3 years, even 5 years into a healing isn't that much time. But you see, if you go into it with this notion that some great genius is going to deliver you on a silver platter the way, and you're going to spend your first 2 years to 3 years to 5 years to whatever, if you're going to spend the first number of years looking for that genius doctor that's going to deliver you that healing on a silver platter, you're making a terrible mistake. Because I've never seen it work that way. There are miracles. There are miracles in healing. But the miracle of healing is that God put in the human organism, in life, different systems. And if you initiate those systems, if you accelerate those systems, if you use the systems of health that are already intact in the body and you liberate them, ignite them, embellish them, intensify them, well, then you see the miracle of healing. As far as this miracle of healing that has to do with running around looking for some genius doctor to deliver a perspective, a program, a healing that gets you out of the trenches, trenches that took 50, 60 years to create, and you get out of it in a few months because of some genius doctor, or worse yet, some genius supplement, please get off that one. That one is not true. That does not happen. Now, I can never be absolutely certain, but I'll tell you, it's one in a million. I'll tell you, after 20-something years, I've never seen it once, and I've seen a lot. My hands have gotten dirty. I've been in the trenches, and I've never seen it happen once. So if you believe in miracles, I support that. I believe in miracles. That miracle, though, is a little different for me. I see it the way I just described it. How did you see it? Let's keep going. So keep that diary. Number one, the stock market graph. Number two, you keep a diary. Now, here's another concept. When pockets of encapsulated disease open, when they break, when they dissolve, when you're in a healing and pockets of infection, pockets of toxicity dump, you're going to get sick. Now, we try to minimize that. We are well aware of that in the healing game. Doctors, health providers in natural medicine are very much aware of this. But the reality is that it's going to happen. And it's a good thing. But when it happens, you're convinced it's all over. You have to come in to that wonderful moment when pockets of disease break and you get sick. You don't feel well. You feel worse than you ever did. You have to, in that moment, understand that this is a good sign, not a bad sign. That this is actually time. However much you're in a certain kind of discomfort or pain, Rashes are always something. You know, I know a lot of people, including a lot of my clients, are listening to the show today. And I know a lot of you are nodding. But you don't know how ardently I want to deepen your understanding. So when you nod, you're really nodding. I want you to attach the words today to your experience. Because too often, there's just not enough understanding. I'll give you an example. Rashes. People have rashes. People come in with rashes all the time. The rashes are on their body because they can't get the poisons out the way the poisons are supposed to go out. So the rashes go out their skin. And at some point, when the very pockets of infection dissolve, the rash returns worse than ever. And when that happens, an alarm goes off. I have rarely, over two decades.